The question was asked, what happens if one touches their tefillin shel rosh before their tefillin shel yad? So let's begin by introducing the concepts. We have a concept, ein mavirin ala mitzvot. A person should not pass by a mitzvah. When you have an opportunity to perform it, you should perform it. We have another concept, which is that a mitzvah should be done in its ideal way. Chaviva mitzvah b'shaita, and other such ideas, where we say a mitzvah should always be performed in the best way possible. If possible, right? So, ideally, we would put on our talis before our tefillin, but you could put on your talis after your tefillin. That's kosher, too. It's just a better way of doing it. So there we say, if you touched your tefillin bag before your talis, put on your tefillin, and then you'll put on your talis later, because it's not really obligatory. It's just a nicer way of doing it. When it comes to tefillin shel yad and tefillin shel rosh, so it's not lechatchila to put on the shel rosh without the shel yad. The Gemara darshins, v'hoyu letotafos b'neinecha. They should be, from here the Gemara darshins, that you really should not have the shel rosh without the shel yad. So to put on the shel rosh without the shel yad would be going against that drasha. It's true that when all else fails, if a person only had a shel rosh, then he would put it on, because we rule that they're two separate mitzvot, but that's a big b'dievet. So if a person touched his shel rosh before his shel yad, he has no choice. He has to forgo the shel rosh, move on to the shel yad, and put it on first, because the Gemara learns from the pasuk that lechatchila, when you have the shel rosh on, you should have both on. And you have no choice. But it's not the ideal way of doing things, because what a person has done is he has passed over a mitzvah, which is not what we'd like to do. So that's why we try to set up our tefillin in a way where ein mavir al mitzvos, where when I reach into my bag, the first thing I'll come in contact with is my shel yad, and that way I won't have to pass over the shel rosh to get to the shel yad. But even if I have to, I would still pass over the shel rosh, because it's not lechatchila to put the shel rosh on first. This would also answer another sugya we once discussed about a person who's a safek lefty, safek righty. Should he put on his shel rosh twice? Okay, that's for a different time.